Ken, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, some of you will know a friend of mine has had a stroke this last week. But really, I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about friendship. Because God gave us a responsibility. He didn't give us all the answers, but he gave us a responsibility. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, it tells us something to do. It tells us, it says, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. That word love isn't a romantic love. It's the real deal. It's wanting and doing what's best for the one that's loved. It's the agape love. My friend who's had the stroke, we've known each other for a lot of years. Friendship started at work, as work colleagues. And a situation arose, it were after I'd left, a situation arose where he had to leave work. And a lot of the friends he thought he had turned back on him. And he had a real struggle. But to me, he was a friend and had been for a long time, and that friendship never changed. And later on, he moved up some 100 miles away where his wife's parents live, and he had to re-establish himself there. But our friendship never changed. It stayed the same. He'd had a real rough ride, and he continued to have a rough ride, you know, settling in a new place. And we perhaps only see each other 2 or 3 times a year. But when we meet up, it's like yesterday was the last time we saw each other. But that friendship, the fact that that's remained, means that I'm in a position now not only to pray for him, to encourage him as well. Yeah. And he's seen that over the years. I mean, there was a time when he asked for a couple of Bibles for his children because he knew who I was and what I stood for. And there's things over the years where he's talked to me about things that he perhaps wouldn't have talked to anybody else about. So friendships are strong. And it's the love that counts. It's not the friendship, you know, I know you, you know me sort of thing. It's the love element that is important. And that's what God wants us to get hold of. When he said, love one another, it means, regardless of offences, regardless of what happens between us, because we all throw wobblies, he says, let love continue. Love one another. All the things we've sung about and talked about this afternoon has all really sort of been around that. It said in verse 9, by this, the love of God was manifest in us. If you think sometimes that loving is painful, because it is, it costs you to love. Partly, it makes you vulnerable. But love is vital, because it's who God is. And when we love, in the situations of people like, you know, Bill's heart's reached out to that little girl. You might not know her, but his heart reached out to her. He loved that little girl. And he gave to her. he gave to her in prayer. I don't know why things worked out the way they do, but I know God's got his hand on it. I don't have the answers. None of us have all the answers. There's some strange things happen in life that we just can't get our minds right. But there's also some wonderful things happen. You see, the atheist makes a complete denial, but he ignores all the wonderful things that have happened. But we know that God has a hand on things, even though we don't have the answers. And our responsibility is to love. When it costs you, you love. When you feel hurt, you love. When it inconveniences you, you love. And not the smarmy love. There's more strength in that word love than in anything else. It's powerful. It's powerful. Love can overcome the most hate, the deepest hatred. I remember somebody saying that, I don't know what the situation was, and somebody was going to kill him. And he says, if you chop me into 1,000 pieces, every piece of me will call love. He says, every piece of me will say, God loves you. So you'll remember, when you see the situations you don't understand, and you're going through situations where things seem difficult, even in relationships between each other, it says, love one another, for love is from God. It's straight from the throne, straight from him. And it says, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God, because that's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus is. And it's bigger than we are, bigger than the situations that we find ourselves in. And I say, the friendship I've got will stay. It never goes, it never changes. And if you've got people like that, that you perhaps never see them, not from 1 year to the next even, but you can still love them. You still love them, because that's God's nature. And it says, by this, the love of God was manifest in us. That's how they see Jesus. That's how they see God in us. By the love, the strength of the love that we maintain regardless. Amen.